All right, y'all, what we learned this week? French Reggie is in a weird place this week, I think.
No, yeah, he's fucking hostile.
Yeah, it's something going on.
What's going on, French Reggie?
Nothing's going on.
Help us learn something.
Relationship issues, anything. Relationship's going great.
Okay. So he can say that?
How is that a problem? What'd he say?
Who's he in a relationship with?
That's what he said?
He said relationship issues.
Right. But he's talking about you and...
But that's a question. He said, are you having relationship issues? That's like a caring question. Okay. He's caring about him.
All right. I'm sorry. Because I'm confused, man.
You have to know the source. Why would he ask that? Think about it. Don't answer. Just think about it. And then let's move on.
Okay. I'm like, have you ever been to the pound?
What...
Dog pound. Like where you go get animals? Pound? What pound? What other pounds?
I don't know. I don't know.
Name another pound.
I don't even know that's what you call dog pound. I thought it was animal shelter.
You don't know that that's what they call dog pound? You just said dog pound.
Yeah, but I thought it was just some hip hop group shit. I didn't think it was like a real thing. For real. I just thought it was animal shelters.
I didn't know that's what they call a dog pound.
I feel like he should get his fucking passport revoked just for that. Like, no, I mean, if you're American, you never fucking know what a dog pound is.
I'm riding with Reggie.
They had dog pound puppies.
Yeah.
They had to fucking hold the fucking, when they were fucking kicked. Anyway,
so this is the new era. They don't understand dog pound. They do say
puppy pound. Puppy pound.
We call it shelters. Yeah, we call it dog pound. That's what I'm saying.
They don't even write in cursive. You got to remember that shit.
I'm like, if you've ever been to a shelter mm-hmm. and you've seen a shelter animal, I feel like in regards to your relationship, I'm like a sheltered animal. Like I've been beaten, and I don't know.
You're a rescue dog, right?
I'm like a rescue dog. Like the word comes up, and like someone raises their voice about some shit, like to a rescue dog, motherfucker just squirts peeps. You ain't even do nothing today. You happy? You like, hey, what's going on, buddy? He's like, ah. We say, hey man, how's everything going? Your relationship's great. I'm like, relationship. I don't know what to do, bro. So that's my problem, man. Yeah. So when everybody's getting a pass on saying something about it, it's only because I feel like I don't know. I can't say nothing.
Good. As long as you know your place.
Okay. All right.
As long as you know your place.
So that's instead of real. Just everybody else can talk about.
Yeah. You just pee on the floor, nigga.
right. I just get my fucking little. When it comes to your relationship.
If there's something you really need to say, just ask.
You've gone to. Yeah. Nigga, ask permission. Nigga, ask permission. Right. Nigga, right. Ask permission.
Just ask. Because even now with this, you're trying to do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm so sneaky. I'm always trying that shit up.
Conniving.
Right. Because it consumes me.
Oh my God.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, but
I honestly got pictures of you guys up in my post on my refrigerator, both of you guys.
French Reggie came here with some gas he couldn't pass or something.
Yeah, bro. He
came here with something, man. Like, you know, have you ever got that gas under your rib? And you just can't push it. Like, you know, I was like, ugh. Just like, it's just in there. You're like, oh, man, I try to stretch that shit out. He came here with something like, even right now, look how he's disinterested in this conversation.
I learned that fucking Jason Wu had piss in his mouth.
A lot of it.
Yeah, pee-pee in his mouth. And liked
nut.
It.
And no, nut, too.
But he liked it, though.
Of course he liked it.
He liked it.
Of course he
liked
it.
Like Mikey.
Of course he liked it.
And...
You motherfuckers need to say, nigga, hey.
No, you had pee-pee in your mouth.
Nigga.
And you liked it.
That's talking about a squirt from a chick, nigga. Don't say pee, because,
nigga, pee, hey, nigga.
We in Atlanta, and you know.
What?
Motherfuckers, hey, y'all got to specify.
We were. We did.
It wasn't,
okay,
literally,
so he said,
it wasn't literally like, nigga, urine. Like,
you know, it was urine. It was predominant
urine. It's like
urine.
That yellow shit, like motherfucker been drinking an energy drink.
It was mostly
or
urine.
Corona.
It was mostly
and, you know
urine.
What I'm saying? It's like. Right.
Especially if she ain't drank no water.
It was nigga. Mostly urine.
If she well, piss on... look like highlight the beer.
Well, no, pee is water, so...
No, I'm saying, but if she ain't drank a lot of it, though, you know what I mean? That stench is going to be a little bit stronger.
It might be a little stronger.
The less water you drink, the most stench should be.
The less water?
Yeah.
The most stench.
Yeah, the stench that should be. Yeah.
You drank mostly urine.
In your mouth, did you spit it out or did you swallow it, my nigga?
Of course he swallowed it.
Nigga, you don't swallow that shit. Just
come on, when you thought it was cum...
Yeah, you thought it was a squirt. You was like,
when you
oh,
thought
shit.
It was, when you thought it was, when you thought
I
it was
cum. I can't get enough of this squirt.
When you, hey,
squirt again,
that,
girl.
That's what you do, right? You swallow cum, right? I mean, not you specifically, like when it gets in your mouth. That's what, every time someone gets in their mouth, they swallow, right?
French Reggie does.
Of course he does.
He don't even like hearing his name today. You see that?
Right. He always, how many times does this nigga say? we got topics, nigga. We got topics.
Every time I say this nigga's
next
name,
fucking topic.
We got topics, man. Why are we talking about? We got topics.
You know what it was when Smooth first said he wanted to cancel his subscription. That's what happened.
Oh, and yeah.
Then he got in the funk. That's when it all started. Yeah, then he said he wanted to cancel his subscription.
That's what it was.
It wasn't that.
He gonna get a charge back.
Right.
Nah.
He's gonna get his commission check gonna be
like. And he's like, fuck you, nigga. This whole show, fuck this show.
He kept talking about, just move the shit. Just extend it.
Y'all niggas wonder why I didn't do that shit. I watched y'all niggas, and I want to support that nigga too, but I sure gonna let y'all niggas do it first.
I'm good.
I was gonna let me see what happened.
I got my boys back, man. Yeah, but anyway, what else did we learn?
That it's better, I think, for you to lie to me. If you got tricks that you know that someone else didn't taught you.
Women are the best fucking liars.
But that's
just do what you do.
But see, I think that's what my wife mastered kind of early on is like, listen, first off, you can't tell me or make me do shit, but. If you allow me to believe that I'm fucking making this whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then we can do whatever. You know what I mean? You just got to figure out a way to do that. You got to be able to have that gear.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, if you don't got that gear off the back, off the rip about develop you busting nuts and you like, yeah, nah, this is average work for me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean,
you need to develop that gear. That's what you need to do. You need to figure out how to tell a nigga and make his ego good. That dudes are.
I've been knowing Tommy since I was 11.
That's weird.
So you know, I've been knowing how to do this for a while.
I just feel like
that's how they sound to me, man.
Well, that's how she sounded on Belly.
I just feel like a dude's ego is probably the biggest battle a woman has. So you need to learn how to deal with that shit early. And the way you deal with it is just be good at
lying.
Yeah, just good lives.
It's kind of our happy husband, happy...
Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
You want a happy husband, stroke that ego.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about this, what we learned is that we really should have recorded this after Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's not really a way to do this right because we're missing a lot of shit, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what's happened between Tuesday and Friday.
You got a fire extinguisher in your house?
I do have two.
Okay. Just random shit.
Are you gonna burn my shit down?
No, I'm just saying.
They're trying to burn shit down.
I'm not going out doing that shit. But I'm just saying.
They're not gonna burn houses. Probably buildings.
Be prepared. Is all I'm saying.
The motherfucker don't want to say. Let me tell you something.
Boy Scout.
When I pull up to be on his house, them motherfuckers the brightest shit on the motherfucker street now.
Right.
They don't want that smoke coming from this motherfucker right here.
That's so I can see him.
Behind the lights.
That's so I can see him.
Behind the lights. You notice that how bright
that
this
shit is. That shit is bright, though, because I put high beams on all the way until I get like
J-Man, it's like when you did that comedy that one time, nigga, on stage, we could see you, nigga, but you couldn't see us in there. So Beyonce is a nigga.
He doesn't. I wouldn't know how he would know because he never went up there.
The comedian said that they couldn't see us out there. In the
you mean when you did it? Not,
no, he didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
That's why we're wondering how he would even know.
That's a different topic.
He bitched out.
Right.
Don't do it.
We're just trying to wonder what experiences he referred to.
Let's stay right here with me. Stay right here.
He did it later.
I remember that.
Bombed.
One. Yeah, I remember
so
that.
So it's probably good he didn't do it.
But that wasn't the same kind of lights, though.
Yeah.
No,
so what I was saying.
Ain't no lights on that
so
one.
What I was saying, Beyonce is the motherfucker that he can see everything goddamn coming this way, but we won't be able to see him.
I just ordered a tree stand. You know, like one of those little, that you could.
What tree do you gonna put it in?
I got plenty of trees around my perimeter.
Nigga, don't get in one of the trees up there, man.
Bro, that's what I'm about to order.
If it had to, man, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have someone a crow's nest, bro. Why do they have a crow's nest? Point of view, vantage point, bro.
I'm about to order a 100-round drum.
Honestly, with the Kel-Tec, you think that you would probably want that, bro? Because I mean, again,
100-round drum.
I mean, at least 50.
No.
It's a rifle, bro.
I said, be honest, you saw it.
All these other rifles, you know, like I was talking about that AK that they was offering for eight. 30-round clip come standard, bro.
I don't need all that.
Yours is 25. Don't act all bougie, my nigga.
What is?
Your clip. And then you actually did some shit to modify it, nigga, where I think it's 100
That's
now.
Illegal. Stop talking.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, shit. No one know where you live?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Mark that.
Oh, man, what else, man? Man, I really feel like we're probably missing a whole lot.
I hope you're right, be honest, because I feel like you, I mean, I don't know why you've been wanting to trigger me lately.
You want us? You hope he's right?
No, I hope he's right on that. Everything is kind of been mellow. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just been you know, some people are upset and disappointed, and there may be some broken windows.
Silver lining. Okay. Here's a silver lining.
I'm all about that.
All those motherfucking, hey, are you voting?
I was just about to say that, nigga, they done programmed you. So when you go to the motherfucking thing,
nigga. I'm never putting my phone number anymore. Oh, you got to put your phone number in there.
I'm going to tell you, somebody told me this.
Where the fuck did they get that from?
No, my nigga.
When you registered to vote.
You guys are not even going to, I was going to try to count it, but I stopped. I'm telling you. Nigga, you don't even know.
How are you getting them from one person? I've been getting them from everybody. And then they're fucking, yo, some of them are like real black, like, yo, Reggie, that's what's
Trump,
up?
Yeah.
That's Trump, ain't it, Mac?
Yeah.
No, Trump, fuck that. I'm talking about I'm getting multiple text messages from other people.
I know, yep. Me too.
Hey, this is Rashad.
From out in California, I'm getting them, you know what I mean? I'm getting fucking Georgia Democrats. I'm getting fucking Republican shit.
Somebody told me, be honest, they said they had a friend that they said text them, received a text that, hey, we see that you've already voted. Please make sure that we don't see that your husband voted. So make sure you get your husband to go out and vote. Literally, that's the text that they got. Because they said, I didn't know voting is public record.
We get it, Mac.
No, you ain't. Look, I'm saying, bro. This motherfucker is probably
5,000 messages.
I mean, it's at least, I'm saying it's. I feel like it's over 1,000 messages because I get multiples a day.
I get about probably 10 or 15
from
a day.
From Trump and his party. I get four.
This is everybody. This is random.
This is
shit.
All. Nobody says vote Democrat, but you can tell it's a Democrat leading text message. And hey, this is Rashad. Just want to make sure that you know how to vote and when to vote. Text this number to get information. Hey, but here's the thing, right? Because it's my name on the phone, I'm getting all my kids and everybody's, they're texting me their name.
I'm Cynthia. Mm-hmm. I'm a volunteer with the Georgia Dems.
Yeah, that shit. This is the most important election ever.
I said, I already did it. I got you. I'm with y'all.
You text back? No.
No, I didn't.
No,
I don't interact with them motherfuckers. That's worse than answering the door to the Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
They call you too.
Who?
Don't call me.
Oh, no. R. Pearl called me. He's like, hey, baby, you can go.
I would like to fuck with them, though. I would like to have, yeah, I mean, because if you call me, I might fuck with you.
I was on the toilet, and I answered.
Who is it?
It said R. Pearl.
Who is it?
I knew it was somebody old.
Yeah, Pearl.
Our Pearl. And she was.
What you talking about, Miss Pearly?
She's like, so you voting, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm voting, baby. What you talking about?
And you know what's funny, though? What I can't wait is until, because I do a lot of customer-facing shit. Can't escape it. Motherfuckers want to talk about the shit.
That's all they want to talk about.
They want to talk
about
it.
That's all anybody wants to talk about.
And they want
to
be like, yeah, you know, hopefully, and I mean, it don't matter who you say, I'm with you.
Right.
Because I don't give a fuck. I want a good CSAT, motherfucker. We're not going to fucking talk about this shit right now.
Joe Jorgensen.
Right, nigga. You fucking
whoever you vote for.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, and hopefully. Hopefully.
Good,
God willing. All right, Godspeed.
So, if this came out and the world is good, we'll catch y'all next week.